Welcome in to DC On Screen episode 170. I am your host, David Z. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to get super spoilery on The Flash 220, Rupture. To recap, Zoom comes to Earth 1 looking to rule it. First up, Central City. Zoom kills so many police officers.
Yeah.
Barry and Harry can try to recreate the particle accelerator explosion that gave Barry his powers, but it might also kill him. Barry looks for advice from Henry and Joe, and the two oppose each other. Sidebar, Henry says his mother's name is Garrick. Henry says his mother's name is Garrick! Meanwhile, Cisco gets to meet his brother Dante's doppelganger and lackey of Zoom, who goes by the name Rupture, and who seeks revenge on Cisco for killing Reverb, Cisco's Earth 2 doppelganger. And also Iris tells Barry she wants to be his Valentine before he decides to try the plan and seemingly dies. The residual energy from the particle accelerator explosion also hits Jesse and Wally. So, what did you think of this episode, man?
Fun stuff. Really. And started off with one of the neatest damn things they've done on the show so far.
The Flash hologram?
All of Cisco's gaming prowess finally coming to bear. It was, it was wonderful.
The Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Leroy! Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. It's actually a pretty freaking genius way to keep it going. Like, satellite hologram? That's clever.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
I mean, Harry's right. It will ultimately fail. He's always right. Mm-hmm. He's just always right.
He actually wrote, Harry's a dick. Correct. But a dick.
But a dick. But the scene also pointed out something to me. There's never been a good Flash game, and this one looks like it could work. I want that fucking game.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I mean, it would essentially just be Speed Racer, but...
Well, I mean...
Oh, come on. That could be a game. No problem.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, he finally pulls out the real... Drops the hammer on him. All this stuff you're doing, it's not going to save Snow.
Your subterfuge will not last, and more importantly, it won't save Snow.
Yeah, yeah. Great use of subterfuge. Wonderful. But yeah, this is all fun and games and everything, but you know, your friend's still out there. Cut the shit, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. He's a dick, but he's always right.
Yeah, yeah. So when Barry goes to meet his dad, as I said twice,
Garrick!
In the recap,
Garrick.
His mother's maiden name is Garrick. Garrick. Henry's mother's maiden name. What the hell, man?
I don't know what to do with that.
Well,
no idea.
I think while they may go and do, because look, they've shown us everything that Barry saw going to Earth 2 in the portal has come to fruition, right? Like, mm-hmm. Everything except for 90s Flash.
Well, then the Legionnaire.
No,
the Legionnaires came over
that
in Supergirl. Yeah.
We saw the ring in the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah.
So everything, I mean, except I guess maybe Grodd being in the Gorilla City. They showed Grodd again. We haven't seen him again after that.
Yeah.
So everything but that has come to fruition. And we know we're going to see Grodd. So I'm assuming
the producers love Grodd. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
So look, I'm not saying that the man in the Iron Mask is John Wesley Shipp Barry Allen from the
mm-hmm.
90s.
Mm-hmm.
He might. I think he is John Wesley Shipp, though. And actually, Jay Greenwald over on Twitter has said something very similar the last couple weeks. And let's see, he says, could Earth 1 Hunter become the yellow-red Zoom to Wally Flash in a future season? They could keep Teddy Sears around that way. He could help the team and learn about Eobard Earth 2 Zoom somehow. Eventually getting an accident, only to be denied help by Wally. E2 idea, Earth 2 idea, impossible theory. Zoom and Jay Garrick get powers at the same time. Battle constantly is shown. Zoom goes back in time to when they got powers and capture him. Jay Garrick is in the mask, a face we've never seen unless it's Henry. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to be Jay Garrick. Like, and here's how it'll tie into 90s Flash. It will be John Wesley Shipp in the Iron Mask. He will be Jay Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
But he will be, like, the Earth 2 doppelganger to the 90s Flash, basically. Like, he's, like, almost that mirror version. Because if you remember, in the 90s Flash, I think they did mention that her maiden name was Garrick. I'm not sure. I might just be remembering that for a reason.
Yeah, I can tell you on that.
But, importantly, maybe in this world, she never had a first son. So she, of course, names her son Jay, as she named her first son Jay in the 90s Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So she just names her kid Jay Garrick. That would make sense to me.
Yeah, it would pull.
And they could also, like, wait a minute, there's a Flash out there? There's another a Barry Allen proper that looks like me? Or looks like you? Yeah, he's, you know.
Earth 4 or could, whatever.
Yeah, they could just move right along to the 90s Flash that way.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is the 90s Flash. I don't know.
Oh, we keep wanting it to be part of Earth 1 somehow, but maybe that's just stretching. And there's no reason, like, McGee's here, but there's no reason McGee couldn't have pretty much been super smart everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's always Mercury Labs, and she's always running it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so...
That wonderful nod, wonderful bit of foreshadowing with Joe and Wally. He wants to help people now, and I'm sure there's something out there that will satisfy your need for speed and let you help people.
Yeah, I saw that. I giggled.
I was starting to really get worried, too. Hey, don't get me wrong. Worried's the wrong word. We haven't gotten to the big stuff, but I was starting to worry that we weren't going to get a real Wally. I think I may not have to worry about that.
I wish he wasn't so damn dour all the time.
No, he's coming out of that. He's kind of had that life-changing experience. Yeah. Got held like a bad puppy. It really did. It reminded me of, like, how, you know, you got one puppy fighting the other, and mom grabs the one puppy by its gruff and, you know, pulls it away.
Yeah.
he's gone through a little bit of a life-changing thing. I think he was going to get a little less, a little more flashish, I'll call it. Like, a little more hope, a little more light. He wants to help people now, just doesn't want to waste his life just designing cars, all that. He's going in the right direction.
Right.
And he might be able to get there more quickly.
I liked that Cisco laments the fact that there's no fringe on Earth 2.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I actually did, like, he's got the weather wizard lightning rod.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the lightning to come and for the particle accelerator, and he's, like, screaming Harry Potter shit.
Yeah.
And I posted a gif of that on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
That said Cisco is me. It's not me because I'm not a big Harry Potter fan. I've never been able to actually get into it, but just the sheer amount of references he makes.
No, he's on. And who was it that calls him on it, and he kind of goes, "How did you know about the Harry Potter convention?"
I think that was Wells.
Was it Wells?
Yeah.
And it was Harry Potter week on the Berlantiverse, man.
Yeah.
We hadn't got to Arrow yet, but there was a lot of Harry Potter happening on Arrow, too.
Really? Was there?
Yeah, there's a few references.
Were there? I didn't remember any this week.
Let me see if I just imagined that, or if it was just so freaking Harry Potterish that I thought it was a...
There was one a few weeks ago.
I could have sworn Felicity said something about it.
I think.
Or maybe I was just thinking, wow, so we're going to Hogwarts. Cool. All right. That's what this episode is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was it.
But I did watch it after the Flash, so I was probably already thinking Potterish anyway.
Right. Our buddy Jacob Raspberry of the Screensplosion podcast said, "What if each season of The Flash we got a different universe's Harrison Wells with a completely different personality?"
Fine. Fine with me. You bring all the Kavanaugh you want to the table.
Well, okay. Yes, absolutely. Here's my issue, though. He plays each one so well. I can understand the first one, but I really like Harry Wells of Earth 2. I don't want to get rid of Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of want to see another one, but I like Harry. I like his big gun.
I mean, I
like his crazy hair.
I liked him on Ed. I wouldn't mind a universe where Harrison Wells was also just
a really guy who runs a bowling alley.
Really, just kind of like bright, funny, charismatic. Like, just do Ed on this show, and let him be super smart. That'll work for me. I could do a whole season of that. I did like four seasons of Ed, and that show moved so slow. Nothing ever happens.
You know what? I can do one more. I could do one more version of Harrison Wells, where he doesn't call himself Harrison Wells. He calls himself Max Mercury. Because we know in the comics, Max was the father of Jesse Quick.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or was he?
I don't remember.
He wasn't. No, because Jesse Quick was the daughter of
Liberty Bell, right?
Johnny Quick and Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
That's right.
Max Mercury is just some old dude that apparently starts a Speed First short. Force Church. That's actually hard to
say.
Let's
do it anyway.
Speed Force Church. There we go. I got it out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to see.
Oh,
him.
Let him be a preacher. Yeah, let him be preacher man.
But no, like, make Wells Johnny Quick then.
I thought he was about to wander into that role all season because he's literally been working on a formula for Speed the whole time. I kept thinking he was going to accidentally, and I thought it might be just some scene where, like, apparently the way the formula works is, like, once you know about it, you can just sort of use it. I thought it was just going to be a lab accident kind of deal. He steps a little too far into the wrong place, and next thing we know, he's fast. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. He was fun when he was fast last season. It'll be fun this time, too.
Right. By the way, everyone, sorry for that flub. It's kind of early. My brain's not working altogether right. You go back to old episodes, I've referenced numerous times that Johnny Quick was her father. Just
a lot of working pieces.
Flub.
Hey, you pulled it back. I'll make worse mistakes before the episode's out, I promise you. Just for you, I will.
I just feel so bad.
Right. I'm sure we'll
Oh,
we'll
man. I love Henry. I'm so glad he's back. I want him to stay back. I'm assuming he's going to die. But
yeah.
I mean,
now that
he's back,
too happy
I'm
to have
he's going
to
die. Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's back? He's going to die.
Is it just me, or is his teeth are distractingly white?
Hmm.
Those are some
Probably.
White teeth, dude.
Were they that white when he was the Flash?
I don't remember. I don't remember. He's got a great dentist. He's, man, takes care of his grill.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that Zoom thinks that he's seen the darkness inside of Caitlin, just like he saw in Killer of Frost. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that could be a cool angle. I mean, I'd like Caitlin to figure out, you know, how to, I guess if she doesn't have the Mater gene, she doesn't have it. But we've seen weirder things happen on the show, so why not? I mean, we're about to do, something's about to happen with a particle accelerator. Like, surely that maybe there was other fallout than what happened. I don't know. There's still that Deathbolt asshole that never explained to me.
Deathbolt has never been explained to you at all. I don't know why that gives me joy, but it does. It gives me so much weird
there's no
joy.
Reason, there's no reason not to hope that Caitlin can't find her way to having powers. And I'd love to see her be powerful, but not, you know, be an overacting dumpster fire.
Oh, so when they locked Wally and Jesse into that room, did you think they were going to get down?
No, not actually get down, but
I
expected more flirtation
than
I got, though.
Here we go.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the them getting to know each other and all that. I much preferred
I
what
thought
happened.
It would be
was more, let's get down to work. How do we get out of here?
I thought they would be like, they would have like a little subplot where they were like, you know, biting each other's heads off, like, you know, and then by the end of the episode, they come in, like, you know, Joe and Harry come in and they're like making out or something.
Right.
Like, ow!
Right.
That's what I figured.
Right.
But, you know, thankfully they didn't go that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I would have, that would have been worth it if, like, if they walked in on that and Harry just turns to Joe and punches him in the face.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. That would have been amazing. Now I wish it had happened. What they did was they basically had to try to figure out a way to get out of the room. And what I didn't like about that was, like, they just have Cisco's brother running around in Star Labs. They should have thrown him in the room with them.
Right.
Just like every, you know, they're like, why do we keep gaining people in this room? What's happening? By the way, Cisco's brother, total dick.
Yeah.
I just can't. He's a dick no matter where he's from.
How'd you like his counterpart, though?
He was a dick.
Yeah. You know what's worth it, though? It was worth it for, what does he say, like, stop print your princess briding me right now or something like that?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Cisco, with a good reference, can make about any scene work.
I think he said you're Inigo Montoya-ing me or something.
I think it was princess briding, but I don't know.
That's the same thing, basically.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, also, the Simmer Down Reaper. Seriously, like, it doesn't matter how camp the show wants to get, he can always pull it back. They've always got good lines for him.
They do. Always love Cisco.
It'll make you laugh right through whatever's going on, even if it's trying to be hammy.
I kind of liked Henry, Joe, and Harry arguing about what Barry should do. I wrote down, I love Barry's three dads.
Oh, the speech you get out of it, though, when it's the kind of this is my decision speech. Man, Grant, you beautiful bastard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Followed by Iris putting it out there and... It's a giant sack of no coming from Barry.
You got no?
I kind of got no for now, you know?
I mean, I got, I hate that you see all that because I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see that. I'm like, I just want that to be done. I'm like, okay, whatever. But see, like, I got, like, Barry was just kind of like, well, okay, but you know this is a bad time right now. You know, like, this is the worst time for you to tell me this because I'm about to go, like, probably sacrifice my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether... I mean, I definitely
Thanks
got bad timing
it
out of it, but... Look, I kind of got no out of it just because, like, when he smiles a little bit and kind of nods his head, or shakes his head, I should say, and there's a little wince on her face where I just thought, yeah, okay, all right, maybe they're just going to put this one in the can for a second and let him deal with some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That happened. Didn't they say something about a list of metahumans in here somewhere?
They did.
I want that list. Who mentions it, though? I can't remember.
Wells, I think. Wells? I believe it was Wells.
Of course he has a list. He's a planner, that one.
Oh, man.
So the scene with the cop killing, wonderful, right? I mean, just wonderful.
Amazing. Real quick, before we get into that, because that's going to be a second. Mm-hmm. Going back to Iris telling Barry, dude, she's got the Joe Wet Eyes, man. She could just spring it on you.
She does. She's been learning from Jesse.
I do believe that they are related. I do believe that they are related.
You think that kind of point, that kind of eye control has to run in the family?
So, yeah, the cops, man. Damn.
I mean, you watch Zoom intimidate that room and him with his handheld camera work. And you watch this scene and you absolutely believe that he took over Earth 2, that they're all just quivering in fear of him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody else in this Earth that just watched that broadcast is about to piss the bed now. So, man, they've done a wonderful job of making sure that Zoom is just frightening the entire season. Even when he's been just, Teddy Sears' face, I've still been scared of him.
It is not a good week for cops on these shows.
No. Rarely is.
Yeah, it's not. So Rupture's dead. All these cops are dead. Those neck snaps, man. They were just...
Everyone falling at once.
That was rough.
It was a gorgeous scene, though. And there's this little quivering second where everyone's still standing. It's like they haven't realized they're dead. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, truly frightening. Love it.
Yeah, that made my stomach turn, just the idea of it. Just,
yeah.
Ugh,
but that's what he could do. I mean, with his speed in a few minutes, he could kill literally an entire city. Like, just take out a population.
Mm-hmm. So, the mini accelerator, the thing that, at least the harness that Barry's locked into. Mm-hmm. Was it me, or did that look like Jack Kirby as crap, man? That was like... that looked like some silver and shit right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That looked like something I saw Reed Richards build in the Fantastic Four. Oh, man.
I can't remember. I'm talking about
the shitty movies.
I meant to look this up. I've seen it. I've seen it before, but it's been way too long. It was in one of the Crisis... I think it was Crisis on Infinite Earths. I don't know. The crises get mixed up. But in one of them, Barry is strapped into this machine, right? I meant to look it up and see if it was in any way similar, because if it was, it would have just been a neat nod. But I couldn't figure it out. Should we go ahead and talk about the big thing?
The fact that Sisko referenced Back to the Future when he screamed, "Great Scott, it's working!"
Yes, of course. Oh, and I did.
Or are you talking about this actual skin exploding off of Barry's face?
Yeah, that was impressive. No, and something that happened before that, like, I was all into the scene, and then, you know how we've been talking up Iris, like, she's been a lot more fun this season. They've given her some agency. They've let her be a real person. Mm-hmm. That didn't feel like that happened as much in the first season. And then there's the, in the middle of this thing that they've all been planning for the entire episode, she's like, "Why are you doing this? Shut up." You know, that's not even, why are you even, any other thing you could have said would have made more sense than, "Why are you doing this?" That's what we've done the entire episode. We're past why. We're into what's happening right now. Just,
and you know,
just
I think it's
a awkward line.
I don't remember if it's one of these shows this week. We got another person going, "To what end?" And I was going, "Why? Why do they keep having people go, to what end?"
Felicity does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Felicity.
I don't remember who it was before, though.
I admit it's one of my favorite phrases.
It's not to me when I know when we all know what the end is. Like,
right.
You know the end. You know to what end.
Yeah.
This has been established. To what end? It sounds good, but it's stupid. Stop saying it.
Yeah. I kind of like during the final scene here, the machine's booting up, lightning from the sky, all that. I liked that Zoom very quickly figures out what's happening and busts it, you know?
Uh-huh.
That was...
And he gets there too late, but also gets there like, "Oh, okay, you killed
right.
him." That's funny.
Yeah.
Idiots.
And just leaves them to their misery. But I'm saying,
no, he's not dead.
Yeah, I'm watching it going, you did this last season on Arrow, too. It's Barry Allen. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Flashes die quick. Like, you got to buy those bastards wholesale. They get killed off easy. But
I don't know about that.
But they're going to, like... But... there's gonna I mean, he's gonna be back. That's the only thing I didn't like about this, is it's a big thing, and it's a great scene, mind you, and everyone's reactions are just phenomenal. Harry just can't believe he got something wrong. I mean, Joe, do we even have to say it? Joe. Like, everyone's stunned, and it's wonderful. It's yeah. But it's still, it's kind of weak in the face of, yeah, he's going to be back. We know he's going to be back. But the fun part, well, we don't know how he's going to come back. So that's where it's still entertaining.
We don't. And it looks like he's in an alternate dimension of some kind of weird thing. I don't even know. Pocket universe, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's
talking to Joe, and Joe's like, I'm not Joe. And
yeah.
It looks real weird, man, in the promo.
I hadn't seen the promo yet. I don't know what we're doing with that yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're like, clearly
there is like a Speed Force, like, heaven Wells kind of thing. Talking to I mean, there's there's like the place that the speedsters retire to, that, you know, it's hard to come back from. Like, it, a few times I've read it that Wally was actually the only one that ever went and came back successfully. It's kind of, apparently it's hard once you get there. It's so peaceful, you just kind of hang around. I could do a plan with that. Hey, you might get your Max Mercury there. That'd be fun. gets to Speed Force Heaven. Max Mercury has to talk him through it.
Yeah, I feel like Max Mercury is going to be like season 5, where it gets like all weird and sliders on it. Like, it's the Church of the Speedsters.
Right.
sorry, no, I'm just imagining if the show was actually produced by the Sci-Fi Channel.
Right.
Disregard that. So you think Jesse Quick and Wally are, they got hit by that shockwave. You think they're going to wake up speedsters?
Man, I hope so.
Me too. I mean, if they were ever gonna.
I mean, I giggled when I saw when I saw them running through the halls and saw the you know, the flash coming out of the I shouldn't say the flash, when I saw kind of the explosion going through the halls, I remember taking in my breath going, please.
I'm like, two birds, one stone.
Make this happen, show. Make this happen for me now. Because I figured at some point we were gonna get Wally with speed, but I didn't know how long I was gonna have to wait. And we're getting toward the end of season 2 here, so I didn't know if they were gonna rush it or what was gonna happen.
Give me that Speed Force pastry, y'all. Nom, nom, yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
Like, I wasn't willing to bet on this episode. Well, they'll probably kill Barry and give the electricity to Wally and Jesse.
I would have been okay if they did that too, if it wasn't for the fact that we've seen stuff in the future and we saw him in Arrow and all that crap.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, oh, maybe they actually do just kill Gustin off and make Wally the Flash. I mean,
It'd be bold. And I would respect him doing that. I actually would. Because it's brave. But I admit, I'm not through with Grant Gustin. Give me at least another season. He's so damn good.
I don't think the fans would be happy with that at all.
No. No, we're all pretty happy with him. I mean, if there was like a voting, if it was actually up to the public and they could have voted, hey, do we keep Grant Gustin or get Ezra Miller? Man, I don't think Ezra would be in that movie.
No. Agreed. Even in the comics, Barry Allen is so popular, they were just like, you know what? We can have Wally and Barry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we killed him off in Infinite Crisis, or like Crisis on Infinite Earths. Nobody gave a shit about the Flash. And well, I mean,
they did after that book.
Shit. Well, yeah, make a guy modern, and suddenly everybody loves him.
Right.
Like, where were you 6 months ago when the book was failing?
Sure, you love him now. I don't see anything on your bookshelf, though.
Well,
weeping over Barry. You don't even know who Barry is. You don't even know who Barry is.
Right.
Anyway, I think that's all I got, man. I think this was a great episode.
Yeah, really great fun episode. Stuff.
Really showcased how terrifying Zoom can be.
Mm-hmm. How far they're willing to go with the lab these days. Harry finally got something wrong, because, you know, and Harry we trust has been the motto so far, right? But
yeah, and we had to have, like, Harry had to have that. He was getting too cocky.
Yeah. I mean, it's a well-deserved amount of cock, but, yeah.
I'm not sure I'm okay with that sentence.
I just had to do that to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
You awake now, buddy?
It's not the first time you've forced your cock upon me. Sorry, actually it is.
Phrasing.
Actually it is. Phrasing. thank you guys for listening to DC on Screen. You have no idea.
Sorry for putting up with that last minute, guys.
Right? you can find every episode on DCOnScreen.com. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever pods are caught. We are proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, giantsizeteamup.com. Check out our the other awesome shows on the network, including our sister show, the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, hosted by our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall. Our next episode, we'll be reviewing Arrow 420, Genesis. Until then, keep some DC on your screen.